I have four things written down for today's podcast. Nice.
That's four more than I have.
And that's eight more than me. And welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Palmquist and Kyle Moore. How are we doing, fellas?
Does that math check out?
I don't think that added up correctly.
I erased some things.
We can do that?
I mean, why not?
In the real world?
No. In my make-believe
there we go.
Fun world.
There you go.
How's your guys' weeks?
Good. Long. Busy.
Yeah.
Busy.
It was a busy week.
Yeah.
It went, like I was, you know, we were talking just before the show. It went by super fast, though, for me.
Yeah, it's already Thursday. And it's already almost February.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That part is nuts.
What happened to time?
It goes by much faster the older you get.
Yeah, that is very accurate.
I saw a YouTube video on, like, why that is, and it, like, kind of blew my mind a little bit. So, to summarize it, so say you're 5 years old.
Yep.
Okay? 1 year out of your life is 20% of your life. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're 30, 1 year out of your life is whatever the percentage that is. So
1/30th.
What, like, turning from 3 to 4 feels like a lot longer time than turning 27 to 28, because you have gone through so much more life. So each life or each year just adds on to your total percentage. So your beginning of your life seems like it takes longer. So when you're younger, it feels like every day is just a week and all that. Do you think, does that make sense to you guys?
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying that, like, for every year you add on, the amount of percentage points are given to each individual year.
Yeah.
Get less and less.
And that's kind of like the premise of he explained it a lot better than I did.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're 1 year old, 100% of your life is in 1 year.
So
if you're
each
two,
day,
it's 50.
Yeah, each day is good so math. Much longer. Thank you. that math makes sense to me.
I understood that one.
Yeah. That's my make-believe math, too.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, so
I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
The limit does not exist.
X equals 3. Yeah, I get it. But a year is a year.
Yeah.
I get the timing thing. Like, it does seem like it goes faster, but yeah, I don't know.
It's Casey Neistat did the video. It, like, made a lot of sense to me, but...
I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
He's like a YouTuber vlogger guy. He wears the glasses, has the long curly hair.
Still don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
You guys would enjoy him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't make as much videos now, but he used to be like a daily vlogger guy. And he would, like, literally make like a movie every single day. But that was one of his...
way too much work.
That is a lot of work.
He stopped after like a year and a half. But just think, a year and a half, every single day, he came out with like a 10-minute long video.
I bet that year took a long time.
I bet you it flew by.
I bet that wasn't a flyby year.
Oh, I bet you it was.
He would edit every single one of his videos.
That's not a flyby.
He would record.
So you're
like
so busy.
Five
every
or six
day,
all
day.
That's true.
5 or 6 hours of editing, then 8 hours of footage. And it's just like, that'd be a lot.
What the hell do you do?
He got completely burnt out. He, like, exploded on YouTube. He went from, like, 1 million subscribers to, like, 8 million in a matter of 6 months. But... is it really worth it when you're...
what a fake life.
Was it worth it?
What a fake life that is, though.
Yeah.
Like, to try to make content, try to make 10 hours, I mean, 10 minutes of content. We have a tough time making 60 minutes
except
of
for
content.
Last week, we made 120 minutes of content.
I heard good feedback on that episode, though.
I did, too.
Though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one talks to me. Except for
we
you
talk
guys.
To you.
We have focus groups that look over our podcast. Oh, speaking of
what's that,
I got to text Kit what back.
V.
V?
Yeah.
V for Vendetta?
Category was numbers, and you wrote the letter V. Well, I tell you what, my friend. V is a Roman numeral, so despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. Let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek.
What is this?
said.
Yeah, what one is it?
SNL when Will Ferrell is Trebek. Jeopardy.
Celebrity Jeopardy. And then Daryl Hammond is Sean Connery. That was the same one where Jimmy Fallon was French Stewart, and was Norm MacDonald in that? Yeah, Norm MacDonald was Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
He had a farm, didn't he?
Turd Ferguson. Norm MacDonald?
He had a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His neighbors called him old guy, MacDonald.
Yep.
His brother has that fast food chain.
Burger King?
Wendy's.
White Castles.
White Castle. Yeah, that's right. Pretty.
That's a good family,
yeah,
right there.
Very good at things that they do.
Good for them, man. They should start a YouTube channel.
They probably should.
Yeah,
I bet they'd have a lot more subscribers than we do.
I doubt that. God, we're stupid. All right.
Yeah, we are.
What you got for notes there?
What would we like to start out with of my one of four things? I guess we could start with, thanks for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We could start out with more controversy if we wanted to. Yeah, I don't have a bunch of research on it, probably as much as you guys do. Antonio Brown and his entire situation has escalated into much worse now. There is a warrant out for his arrest.
Are you mental?
He's somewhat like...
I think he is.
I forget who quoted the tweet of like him of, I think SportsCenter said that the warrant was out for his arrest, and there was another verified account that was like, all joking aside, like this has escalated to something that is really bad, and someone should help Antonio Brown before it escalates into something that is terribly worse than it, and it's already in a bad place, but he's probably going to go to jail.
Yes.
There was one more recent one today of him throwing. I'd have to look it up, but you guys could talk.
What is he doing?
He was like throwing things at a neighbor, I'd have to look it up.
But what a guy.
The stuff before that, we've seen the live stream on Instagram. Oh. I was watching Drake and Josh videos.
Out of context.
Yeah. Yeah. That was there was a live stream of him saying profanity to policemen. We said that in last week's podcast. Yep. And then it said something about his agent or his manager.
His agent dropped him. I knew that. Right following that police video, his agent dropped him. What a loser. There's just no good words for him. Hopefully he goes to jail and straightens his ass up. It's funny that before the season he was saying that, oh, I don't need football. I don't need football.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure you don't.
Say that as you're going to jail, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know exactly what, like, they were talking about it on the Power Trip this morning. Ben Lieber
was a battery or something?
So he had hired a moving company to move some stuff for him or hired it for his buddy. And they got the moving van all loaded up. And Antonio Brown said to the mover that he wasn't going to pay him. So,
which is the same issue he had at the Pro Bowl last year. When he had a house party, he didn't pay the chef.
Yes.
Of that.
Yeah. So then that mover took his truck and went back to their warehouse to talk to his boss. And the boss called Antonio Brown and was like, look, this is, you have to pay him. So Antonio Brown said, okay, yep, we got a deal. I'll pay him. Mover comes back to Antonio Brown's place. Antonio Brown says, psych, I'm not going to pay you. And then him and his buddy started beating the driver up and then taking all of the stuff that was in the van out but Antonio Brown's stuff wasn't the only ones that was in the van.
Ooh.
There was, so it was one of those where, like, one part is like a third of one house, a third of another, yeah. and then, you know, his third. But he didn't realize that until he had a bunch of stuff out, so they started throwing things back in and breaking things that weren't theirs. So he's getting charged with battery and theft or whatever you want to call it. Pete, we try to tell you every week, but yeah, it's messed up. He's messed up.
Are you mental?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's just unexcused.
Yeah.
No excuses for him, but what a class act he is. I mean, just day in and day out.
The classiest.
Yeah.
Now, we were kind of jokingly having a discussion about this in our group text about the situation of the in the next 2 to 4 years. We either said he'd be back in the NFL or be in jail.
I think we're trending towards jail right now.
It's definitely, if you were a betting man, I would Jails assume and, you'd probably yeah. pick jail. Because, so you remember when he had the tryout with the Saints or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his tweets or anything about that?
Calling
after?
Sean Payton racist and the Saints organization racist?
He did it all for, it was all, he blatantly said it was a publicity stunt just to get his name out there again. He had no intentions of doing anything serious with it.
I thought he was saying that was about the Saints. I thought he was saying the Saints brought him in as a publicity stunt to say, like, oh, we're giving him another try. I thought that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I think so.
Either way,
he doesn't. His tweets never really make sense. No. And then he had the thing of wanting to box Logan Paul. You see all that stuff?
No.
I heard about it, but I never actually looked into it. I think you mentioned it.
Because Logan Paul had that, yeah, he had that big YouTube fight against KSI in early.
I feel so out of it.
In early November. He made millions of dollars off of that fight, but he randomly just calls out Logan Paul, like a YouTuber guy. I think he quoted one of his tweets and he just said square up. So then Logan Paul took it seriously and he's like, all right, I'll offer you this, let's get this fight. He's like, I want to fight Antonio Brown. And then he never accepted any of the offers that he was giving him for, I think the very first one was $10 million to do the fight.
Jesus.
And all this stuff. And He's all over the place with all of those current situations. And then I joked that the Cleveland Browns are going to pick him up in about 3 years.
I legitimately thought that was serious.
Yeah,
I thought that was funny. I think I said 14 years, $375 million.
Well, I didn't read the money. Yeah. Or the years. I just read the
Cleveland Browns signed.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
But, that was the funny part, was that that's a move. Yeah, it's not out of their character to do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Kareem Hunt, they signed him after.
Josh Gordon, they tried to keep on.
Yep.
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
Odell.
Yeah, they don't have a good. Miles Garrett.
Yeah,
swinging helmets.
Trying to put his helmet back on. Yeah.
The most,
come on, what a nice guy.
The most infamous play in NFL history, probably up there, top 10
one
at
of
least.
Them, yeah.
This, yeah.
One of the breakdowns of the year of all time.
Did we ever talk? We had to have talked about that.
I don't know if we did.
I don't remember.
We probably did, but I just think about it, and if the helmet was twisted another way.
Would have cracked his head open.
He could have committed murder, or at least enough.
I'm surprised concussion. It didn't crack his head open.
It got him with the foam pad right on the back, the foam pad that they glue the team letters to.
So the way he hit him was probably the best way to hit him with a helmet.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, if he went in sideways or with the crown, his head, he's probably bleeding down his forehead.
Oh, yeah.
CTE, he's still, concussion.
There's no word on that guy.
On Garrett?
On Garrett's punishment.
He was suspended for the year.
It was just indefinitely.
I'm sure they'll bring it back they up said, when the season comes around.
Yeah, they said for sure the rest of the season.
Yeah.
No matter what. But they never said, like, an end date.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty long time. Speaking of fights like that, the Kansas K-State game.
Oh
yeah.
What a brawl at the end there.
Wow. The Kansas player, the whole... Did you guys see the score and the time of when that happened? Yeah.
81 to 54 or something
like
that.
Yeah, they were up by way too much to... He pulsarized that kid with 4 seconds left. Just blocks the crap out of him.
I don't blame him. It was because he stole the ball from him. So he was sitting at the half line, just dribbling out the clock with like 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
And the guy steals it from him. So he gets cost a turnover. And it's disrespectful in the first place to steal it there. Let him run it out. You're down by 30. Don't be a loser. And so, like, he had that part coming.
Yeah.
The standing over thing.
Yeah, that's
that was another story. The biggest issue that a lot of people are taking up that could cause even more controversy or suspensions down the road is that it happened so far off the court and it happened in the handicap area.
Ooh.
So, and it was like in the fan area. Yeah. And
what, did you see the one dude that grabbed a chair?
Grabbed a chair.
It was all WWE on that.
Yeah. He got lucky. He dropped it.
Stone Cold still, Steve Austin.
Still, he's going to get huge suspensions. I feel like with this mic, you can hear me a lot clearer. Like,
yeah. Yes.
My really slurring is like even more so. But
yeah, that whole situation was just completely unnecessary.
Yeah, it was.
The stealing of the ball, the block, like very excessive. And then this,
all of it was, yeah.
Yeah, it just completely not needed. Moving into something a little bit lighter, Eli Manning retired. What was it, yesterday?
Tomorrow is his official.
Yeah. Okay. He announced that he would retire on Friday yesterday.
Correct.
So on Wednesday, he announced that he would retire Friday.
And Saturday.
So really, he's gonna retire. I mean, he's
retired.
Yeah,
Then he announced he's going into the draft on Sunday. He's announcing that.
Yes,
the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah. For you know the
NFL draft.
Yeah. Yep.
He's going to the combine.
Oh, he's gonna.
Yeah, we're just starting over. Yeah, he's starting over.
He's just gonna redo it.
He's gonna see what team he gets stuck with this time.
He already made over $500 million in the NFL. Might as well just make more.
So sick.
I forget who tweeted it, but they showed Eli and Peyton Manning's total like
earnings.
They were both well over $500 million.
I believe it.
Eli is the highest all time.
Yep.
Yeah, god dang,
dude. Yeah, Eli finished with over 57,000 passing yards.
Yikes.
366 passing touchdowns.
Yes, pretty please. Good.
244 interceptions.
Ouch.
A 500 record of 117-117.
That's incredible.
That, yeah.
That's crazy.
2-time Super Bowl MVP and 4-time Pro Bowler. I think, so the way, I think he's kind of smart in retiring. So if like Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Big Ben, Tom Brady, if none of those guys retire this year, he'll be the only
quarterback
in the Hall of Fame draft that
for
year.
His yeah
I guess his that would Unless yeah that would be his
ballot.
First season
for his first ballot
yeah.
Which would easily make him a first ballot Hall of Famer.
He is already.
I think
yeah.
he is.
Oh yeah.
You can't like not put him in there. Those years of winning the Super Bowl, he was the reason why the Giants won. I think those 2 years combined, he had 18 touchdowns, like 2 interceptions. And like a passer rating of over 100, he was the sole reason why they have two Super Bowls in that span of his career at the Giants, stopped Tom Brady's undefeated New England Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Beat him the other time. So I think we obviously do all agree that he is a Hall of Famer. It's just such a strange career.
Yeah, yeah. Weird roller coaster.
To go 500 and still win two Super Bowl MVPs. It was, and then being the highest paid total quarterback of all time. Correct?
Player in general. Because he was back when you could negotiate contracts.
Yeah.
Your rookie year.
So that's right.
Negotiated high. And then he
was a first rounder, so it's, he
was
high.
A first overall, I think.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And then he just kept making money.
Oh,
kept getting big, like good sized contracts, and made a crap ton of money.
Play well at the right time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah,
really good for him. It was too bad that his career ended the way it did the past few years, where they weren't super great.
Yeah.
But then you can't blame it all on him. You can blame a little bit on him. He didn't throw the ball too well, but his team wasn't that great.
Name another player besides Odell.
That was on the Giants?
Yeah.
Saquon.
David Tyree.
That was at the end, though.
Plaxico.
Burris.
Who?
Plaxico.
David Tyree.
The that was guy the, that who was made the, helmet the catch.
Oh. Besides that catch, is there
Victor Cruz? Right, Victor Cruz.
Yeah. Shepherd.
They're all wide receivers.
Yeah, exactly. JPP.
Not in his era, but who's the defensive end? Who's Michael Strahan?
Yeah,
he was a Giant.
Okay, we're just naming Giants now.
Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah,
he was
on the team.
Yeah,
he won the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl with him.
Lawrence Taylor?
No. Strahan.
Oh.
Gaptooth.
Nice.
I respect that. That you can honestly just admire his gap, and he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Why not? I respect that.
Why not?
That's his head for the Hall of Fame.
He's the
bust.
Only one smiling.
Yeah, and then because you see his teeth,
yeah.
He's
that's
like,
so
he,
cool.
He's so, like, you know it's me.
It's the only one in there that's smiling.
Yeah.
Well, like, you can see his teeth at least. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
He controlled his destiny, too, when he was drafted by the Chargers.
Yeah.
And he's like,
well,
He's like, I don't want to play here. So they flat out just traded him away to the Giants, and he...
I'm not a big fan of that. I just... You're drafted one time. Go to the team that drafted you. They're taking a chance on you. Whether you think that you're the best coming out or not, just like this Joe... Burrow,
mm-hmm.
You got to go to Cincinnati, prove yourself in the league, and then you get the money.
Yeah. He's from Ohio, too. Joe Burrow is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a little different thing.
And he was quoted with saying, he's like, whoever's going to pay me, that's who I'm going to play for. So he's basically saying.
Burrow did?
Yeah. So he's basically saying.
That I like. I don't like the guys.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't like the guys that come in and be like, I ain't playing for you.
Yeah.
But just think how different his career would have been. Being with the Chargers.
Or Philip Rivers.
Yeah, he basically controlled his destiny that way. So you kind of respect that part of it, where he turned it into something great. He
part. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
which,
he got
to, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah.
Who would you take, Philip Rivers or Eli Manning?
Eli Manning.
Like, way back when?
I
probably.
Like, their whole... Because Philip Rivers is pretty much done.
Yeah. He moved out of San Diego.
Yeah, he's in Florida now.
So, like, if you had to pick one career over the other?
Eli. He won two Super Bowls and has way more money. At the beginning, too, I'd probably pick Eli as well, just because I wouldn't have trusted the way that Philip Rivers throws, to be completely honest.
Shot put.
Yeah, he shock puts the ball, and that would have really, like, scared me at the beginning. Because he's not a traditional thrower, so just based off of that, I would have picked Eli, and because of his last name.
Manning. Yeah, he's a Manning.
So, but...
You're a Philip Rivers guy?
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
You gotta pick one. Okay. It's part of the show.
Okay. Then Philip. Philip.
I like how you asked the question.
Yeah.
We come back.
I asked.
I don't know.
I asked the question. I don't have to answer it.
A sphincter says what?
What?
But yeah, I would take Eli.
Excuse me, bitch.
Wow, that one was loud. I would take Eli just because he, like you said, his last name. He seemed like the overall better quarterback, especially in his high, like in his highest highs.
Yep.
And I was never a Philip Rivers fan, so I'm sticking to it.
His he 10 sucks. Kids are, though.
Oh, dude can't stop.
They're all fans.
They got a whole offense over there.
Yeah.
and a backup. Oh, no backups.
Not yet. Not yet.
No one get injured. Or else
he said he came out and said like he's not planning on stopping or something like that.
Yeah,
Jesus,
weird.
Might as well. He's only 35. What else are you supposed to do with your life?
Retire?
Not have and kids?
Kids?
Oh, that's yeah. That's what I was saying.
Oh, he's like, nah, I want more.
Yeah, like he said, he's life. Like, he's just like, not stopping.
It just.
They're not preventing anything, and they're not, like, stopping.
Okay.
Like, what a weird concept.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Dang, damn
it. Different.
Yeah. Never as sworn.
Darn.
Ever. I love his mic'd up, though.
If this is it, then I tried my dang hardest.
Gosh darn.
Shoot. Weird. Every time.
So weird.
With Philip Rivers out of San Diego. Los Angeles, sorry. Who's going to be their quarterback? Are they going to draft or are they going to sign?
Who's available to sign?
Tom Brady.
Besides Tom Brady.
Andy
Tom
Dalton. Brady. Teddy Bridgewater.
Tom Brady won't go.
Tom Brady.
Bridgewater's open
one
now?
Year.
No.
One year, he'll get
I was
paid.
Hearing that Why he would might Brady get picked leave? By the Colts. Or he's obviously going to probably stay with the Patriots. They were 12-4. They were one game away from having a bye.
Why would he leave?
I just think it'd be cool.
It would be cool.
For who? Why?
Why not?
He's let's just stay a
Would you watch a Chargers game if he was on
I wouldn't really care at all.
I mean, I wouldn't make a point to turn it on.
Why not? The first game that he's with the Chargers.
The first game, yes.
Like
he's had the best run of all time.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Why do you change it?
Get just, paid. You're old.
He's gone.
Simmons is old.
The money for that family is not a factor.
He's been being underpaid his whole career because he's been taking less money to keep the
he's
team
He's also
better.
Getting a crap ton of money from, like, Timex and
Rolex.
So
and
he understands
Rolls Royce.
That
and the bed commercial.
Yeah.
I don't know which one that was.
He has really odd commercials.
Yeah.
Like, Peyton Manning is funny.
I love Peyton Manning.
His Peytonville. God, that's a great, great bit. The Mannings versus the
the Brads.
The Brads.
Worst team in the league.
That's God, that's good. Yeah.
He's always been like that, though. Like, SNL
oh
host.
My gosh.
Have you heard his mic'd up? His best of mic'd up?
No.
So good.
They just showed, though, the Pro Bowl of their everyone stretching, and he gets the water bottle from the trainer, and he, like, loosens the top, and he's still stretching, but the camera's on him, so he starts to point to the next guy, and it's, like, farther away. You see him hold up the water bottle, and it just goes all over him. And then the video just stops right there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he has some good mic'd up moments. Where
does he?
Yeah, he's like goes over to
the Gatorade kids.
To the little boys. You guys make this? This is good Gatorade, man. Just so casual.
Not too watered down.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I have seen that, but not for
it's
a long
super
time.
Super good.
I still love his SNLs.
His SNL?
Yeah.
You ever
when
see
he
the
hosted?
When he does the? He's the quarterback for like a backyard game of football. And he's
just pelts God,
the kids,
yeah.
pelting kids with footballs to their backs of their heads, and makes the kids stay in the urinal or stay in the porta potty.
Yeah, I do like that one.
Did I say you could come home?
Yeah. That's a good bit too. I watched another thing on that. He was like on Jimmy Kimmel or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want to. And then the parents came up to him and like, hit my kid in the face.
Yeah.
Just, parents just all pelt wanted
him.
It.
Just pelt him.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Vikings.
Skol.
Skol.
The only thing that we really can talk about is the Pro Bowl.
In Orlando.
Apparently it's colder there.
Yeah, it was
than
colder
it is
for
here.
A little bit there.
Wow. It was like freezing. Now it's back up to like 70.
Yeah.
So, tough life.
We ended up getting 8 Pro Bowlers in after all of the...
Good.
Excuse me, bitch!
Good dead air, boys.
Just
good
having,
dead
just
air.
Having trouble over here.
We'll have the producer edit that out. 8 Pro Bowlers after... there's like a new rule or something after like the Super Bowl guys, they obviously can't be in it. So then those spots get opened up by whoever they were talking about. I did hear this part of the power trip this morning of like Lieber was saying, he's like, if the rule back then I'd probably have a few Pro Bowls because guys just get thrown in there basically.
It's like the alternates, like,
yeah,
alternates automatically get in or something like that.
So like, the fullback for the Niners obviously isn't in it, so then CJ Ham became the fullback.
Which he should have been.
He should have been. He had better stats than him.
Yeah.
A really good season. Who else is in there? Eric Kendricks, Danielle Hunter, Everson Griffin, CJ Ham,
Kirk Cousins, Smith.
Who's the seventh? There was a... Who,
Kendricks? Did you say that?
I already said Kendricks. Was it Anthony Harris?
No.
Was Barr?
No.
No.
Cook.
Oh, duh.
Delvin.
And then they let Xavier Rhodes come with them, so that was pretty nice of them for that nice,
right,
generous
seriously
thing for them to do. How did he get in?
How?
Anthony Harris led us in inter... Led, it was tied for the NFL lead in interceptions, and he's not in there.
I don't know.
Xavier Rhodes, like, he had that good game against Michael Thomas, but other than that, he didn't really...
That's it.
That was one good game.
That was it.
He really didn't do anything like, was like, oh my God, he's got to be in the Pro Bowl. Like, Eric Kendricks had a really good year this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kendrickson. Dalvin.
Yeah. Hunter did.
Yep. Griffin did. Smith, he was kind of quiet, but I mean...
Thielen and Diggs had off years. Rudolph had a great year.
Yeah, he did.
Diggs had a good
year.
After
the first few weeks.
Over 1,000 yards receiving. There was just better wide receivers than him this year. Kirk should have been in the first place over Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
But since Garoppolo's in the Super Bowl, he got his spot back. Yeah, they're still all well-deserving, the 7 of the 8.
Yeah. I could not believe that when I saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The reason we didn't take, in my opinion, I think the reason we didn't take Anthony Harris, or they didn't take Anthony Harris, is because Anthony Harris is a safety, and Xavier Rhodes is a cornerback.
Yeah.
And they might have had too many safeties already in the Pro Bowl, and you need... You've only got X amount. Yeah.
Wayne's had a way better year.
I would have taken Wayne's. Is Wayne's hurt, though?
So it's Super Bowl, and then people who also are hurt that are getting surgeries and stuff like that right now. Just different things. But
yeah. But, I mean, these all getting nominated or getting to play in the Pro Bowl, that's huge for a contract, too, because you've got to have incentive in your – in your contract
Most
saying
them, yeah.
I get X amount bonus if I make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
That was like Richard Sherman. He took a really underpaid contract to go to the 49ers, and then he was second team all pro, and then he made the Pro Bowl, so then like his $1 million contract went up to like 4.5 or something.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So all of his incentives that he made.
That's really good. And then you get more if you win it.
Yeah.
You get...
Yeah.
I mean, you get
you
incentive.
You already get it,
You get money just being there. Like, a couple years, actually, when Garoppolo got traded to the Niners, they came out with all of his earnings But since he got traded, like, towards the end of the season.
It's only, then, like, 4 games you have to be a part of the team.
Yeah. So he still got all of the bonuses from the Patriots that year. That's even crazy. Though he played 4 games for the Niners at the end of the season.
Crazy.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it is.
It makes sense.
Yep.
Just like hockey or basketball, if you get traded, you get the ring later on.
Yeah.
Like, if you get traded at the deadline, you get the ring still and stuff like that. Did you guys see the new rules that they're trying out at the Pro Bowl?
The onside kick rule?
The onside kick thing?
No.
So it's, they don't do kickoffs in the first place, but.
Which I'm okay with.
So am I. So you score a touchdown. You score a touchdown on me.
Nice.
I can either have the ball on my 25 and go just like normal, or you get the ball back at your 25 and it's 4th and 15. You have to get 15 boo. Yards. Really?
I said ooh.
Oh, I thought you said boo. I like it.
I don't like the 4th and 15 part.
Why?
That one play, everyone's going to play their balls off.
I mean,
yeah.
Are they calling penalties on that play? Are you playing it like a normal?
Yeah.
Like a normal down.
Yep.
That would be cool, though.
You throw it deep and you get a pass interference and you get your 20 yards.
Yeah, but that's like every play, though.
Yeah. I guess I'm.
The thing is if you don't get that call, it's on the 25 for that. It's.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge risk reward.
It could keep going back and forth of each time you start on their 25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep going back and forth and just red zone throws.
Yeah. My belly button itch.
Yeah. I saw that.
I like it. It's something different.
You're right. It's different.
It's more at the end of the game. And it comes down to that. Like, that's a very strategic thing, though. Because you could do that in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You score a touchdown. You get the ball first. You score a touchdown. You go for it, and you get it. And you score another touchdown. You're up 14 points before they even touch the ball.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty tough.
And don't they play for money?
I'm saying if you made this a real rule, so like what they
do is
they kind of like try it out at the Pro Bowl.
Not going to be a good experiment there, I don't think.
No,
try it in the preseason, maybe.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
But I think it changes the game, which a lot of game purists won't like. But it's a dang good opportunity to change the game,
keep the momentum in a good going. Way. And
yeah, I don't know. It's something different. It's something. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch.
It actually gives you a shot to get the ball back at the end of the game.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Instead of the onside kick is a joke. I know, like, they looked up the stats on the power trip and it was equal. It was like 12-12. But, I mean.
Yeah.
I would feel more comfortable with a 4th and 15 than a onside kick.
An onside kick.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. But yeah, for the Pro Bowl, don't they play whoever wins gets money?
I don't know.
Probably.
I know in the
NHL.
I don't know about
it's $1 million that they split up between the 10 of them.
Yeah.
Which is not a lot of money to them.
That's a pretty good.
For like a no-namer.
Is it 10 or 11?
Of the players on the team?
Yeah.
Or is it 12? Look it up right. I think it might be 12, to be honest, because two goalies.
I think it's 13. I'm guessing it's 10. I'm guessing it's three lines of three and then a goalie.
Yeah.
There's a couple goalies.
No, two goalies.
Let me see.
That's probably 10. I'm going to say it's 10.
One, two.
I'm going to say it's 10.
Mm.
Oh, that's a lot of people, though.
11.
11.
One, two.
How many goalies? Three?
9 and 2. Three lines of three.
So it depends.
You have fantasy math, dude.
Yeah.
So like the Pacific has 2 goalies, 2 D, and then 7 forwards.
Can you hear me like
the Central has
not really.
2 goalies, like 2 D, 7 forwards, 2. Yeah. So it all depends on your division. Like the Metropolitan
has. Can you
hear
me like this?
Yeah.
It's way different sounding though.
It's because you don't have that filter.
No, I think it's just it's the side of the mic.
Yeah, that could be too.
Sorry, Kyle.
But yeah, it's,
can you hear me like this?
It's for sure two goalies, two defensemen, and how many forwards, and then fluctuates between the forwards and D.
We'll have to bleep that out.
What, fluctuates?
That's not what it sounded like.
It sounded like something else, but... wow.
That was like the
we
one...
We both looked at each other because we were like, whoa.
Okay.
Excuse me, bitch!
Oh, God. That was funny.
That was like the... it was like a power trip like a long time ago where it was like an NFL announcer.
Oh, and, yeah.
And, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
it, was a,
he
I think
say?
It was a Chiefs game.
He was... It sounded like he said
yeah,
that word.
But what was he saying?
Oh!
A fumble! Or like...
It was like... I don't know if it was
like that.
Fumble, but it was like...
It's blocked!
Yeah.
Blocked!
They were... I was dying on my way to work.
Yeah, that was cracking me up, too.
Because they were probably in tears for how much they were laughing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Then they probably played it about 17 more times
oh, yeah.
that mm-hmm. day.
Blocked!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
That's funny.
Wow.
I picked up a new hobby.
What's that?
Knitting?
I did do that for a while.
Underwater really? Basket yeah. weaving?
I took that class in college.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It
must have been cold up in Duluth.
Grilling. Like, I'm really into grilling
oh,
now.
That's a hobby now?
You sent us one picture of you grilling meat, and now you're into grilling.
That was a nice, no, slab. That was a nice slab of meat, though.
Thank you. I've been doing it for a while, like here, because I got the pellet grill.
Yeah, I saw that last time.
Dude, what a game changer that is.
Yeah.
It's what? So fun to cook with.
The pellet grill. Didn't we? We've talked about
yeah,
this, haven't
it's
we?
It's little wood
Traeger?
Pellets.
Okay.
But it's not Traeger.
No, it's that's not a Traeger.
No one can come steal mine because it's not Traeger, so yep, let's yep. put that out there. But it's little pellets. It's the same thing as a Traeger.
You know, like a, you ever seen rabbit poop?
Yes.
No, almost like rabbit food is what it really looks like.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
I just wanted to say rabbit poop.
And then
I didn't understand what a pellet was.
It feeds
at
it,
the beginning.
It feeds it into the grill, and then it heats it up, and it. And
okay.
You can control the temperature a lot better. You can smoke it. You can do a bunch of different things with it, and you can just control it, and then it also gives it like the wood fire. Taste and smell.
What are some of the things that you have cooked?
I've done a lot of chicken. I've done some brats. I've done a few steaks now. I did a roast that I marinated for a while. Wrong type of meat, but it was still pretty damn good. I made a marinade and then I... what are you looking for?
I don't know. Just seeing what we have here.
I did a marinade and then...
I'm so excited to golf.
And then I grilled it up, but it was, what is it called? A roast. It was a roast, so it was not, like, the right piece of meat. Yeah.
A lot of cow. Yep.
Yeah, it's just been fun. Yesterday, I made a lot.
There's a lot that I want to, click, but I feel like they're going to be really loud.
Palmquist can turn them down.
Can't reach it.
Don't do it.
I'm locked in.
Like, what's insane laugh? Should I click it? That's not even a laugh. What about...
Did you record that yourself?
Yeah.
Son of a...
There you go.
Yeah, we need to we need to add that about 15 minutes ago.
What about...
Excuse me.
We've used this one before.
Yes, we have.
It's a long flush, though.
I think we talked about basketball that day.
And how the Timberwolves are doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, that's too long right at the end. That little bit of... Doesn't
I like
need
it.
To...
It is.
Yeah,
it's long, but I'm okay with it. I'll cut it down.
No, it hangs on.
I'll cut it.
And really make sure that the toilet gets fully cleaned.
I'm going to cut the end off.
We're sorry.
That one was loud.
I don't like that one.
The dial tone?
Yeah.
Dinosaur roar? I feel like this one's going to be loud.
Yeah. Blowing out speakers right now.
Look, Brent, we know you're hungry, but easy.
No, he'd be more like this guy.
It's a jaguar.
That's not a lion.
Depends on the lion.
That's a long golf clap. Yeah.
It was a good shot.
Thanks.
We need to do more of these.
Yeah. That's I need time.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a process. Is it a lot to get them on here?
Yeah. It is and it's not.
That's why I put it on iTunes though. And then I have my iTunes open and then I click on it.
Yeah.
Like the different sounds.
Yeah.
Did you get copyrighted for playing office quotes? Or
no,
we get
that was
the
music. A music in the background.
Because those office quotes were a good mix too.
No.
No, yeah. That was basically the only one.
That was a great one though.
Yeah. Yeah, I need some time to make some more, get some more.
Yeah.
Find some more.
So I'm actually following through on the commitment I made on this podcast.
What?
That I'm working out.
Oh, really?
It's been a while since I actually started, like I signed up for Planet Fitness.
Nice.
And me and Brittany have been going in the mornings. And it's been, I actually like it starting off my morning like that because we wake up at 4:15.
In the morning.
Yeah. And then we go to the gym at like 4:30-ish. We leave there at 5:15 and then can leave to work by 6:15. But by the time I get to work at 7, it's like I'm wide awake.
There you go.
Everything's good. We're all good to go. And I feel much better.
Good.
I feel much better.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I've been on the – I was going to ask on updates on if you guys had your own New Year's resolutions. Mine is similar.
I didn't do it.
Mine is similar to yours. And, like, I just wanted to be more consistent working out. And thankfully, with Miranda being a personal trainer now, I have, like, workouts. So that was my motivation. I didn't really know what I was doing. So having those has really helped me stay consistent in the gym. But one that I had, again, was biting my fingernails. I've always bit them.
I never got into that.
I did when I was young, but then I stopped.
I just... Out of the blue,
stop, but.
Yeah. Out of the blue, I just stopped doing it, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna try to see how long I can go, and I've actually been going like, I bit them so.
Looking at them like, oh boy.
I do look at them, and I'm just like, I don't like. I've made so much progress already because it like my actual nail is growing back now because I bit them down
over there.
I bit
your
them
shaking as you're looking at it.
I bit them down so much that the actual nail, not just like that white part that grows out, like the pink part is growing
back.
Did
that hurt?
Sometimes.
God dang, dude.
But like whatever would grow back, I would just pull it right back off again.
Oh, Jesus.
So now it's all growing back.
Oh.
It never really hurt. Wow. It never really hurt though.
It sounds like it.
But it's good now.
I don't like how clear this microphone is. Like now that I'm hearing myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is pretty clear, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Sound good.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good that you're stopping.
Yeah, I don't do that. So I guess those are my two main ones. I've still been consistent at the gym. I wasn't able to today because I had my work training and then the podcast tonight. But I'm going tomorrow. I'll go Saturday. Try to go Sunday. And then, yeah, I just try to go at least now 5 or 6 times a week.
You start your new job?
What?
Did you get a new job?
No.
Oh.
But the training is for substitute teaching, so I guess that is my new job.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, I'll be at Hillside Elementary tomorrow, so Chad, we'll see you there.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll be a little bit more pay than what I'm getting now, so that'll be nice. But
that'll be good.
And it's just a test to see if I want to continue my teaching degree, which I talked to the people there who were like training, and they said they gave me like options of what I could do to continue it. So
I'll talk to you off air.
Okay.
I've got a couple options too.
I have a few as well.
Nice.
Prostitution is one of them.
Okay.
Of course. I didn't make any New Year's resolutions really.
I usually don't.
What are you doing that's different?
I'm trying to get into the gym more consistently, but with hockey coaching.
Yeah, how's that?
It's really good. I really like it.
Why'd you wink?
I don't know.
Why'd you shake your head no?
Because he said I really like it, and then he winked at you.
You know, it's real good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Sorry, was I not supposed to bring that up?
No. Thanks.
I'm joking to everyone else there. That
Everyone's what are they talking about?
No, but with hockey going, we've got practices quite often, and it's harder when you've got practice at like 6 o'clock and you work out in Maple Grove and have to drive all the way back to Cottage Grove for that. So
yeah,
I don't get into the gym as often as I want, but we've got one right on campus at work, so it's not too hard.
Do you have a lunch?
Yeah, I have a lunch, but like I don't have to take lunch.
That's nice.
So I could go over my lunch break, but it's just been busy.
That was the same. Like, so
I just need to get back into a routine like you guys are talking about.
So we have a gym on site at work, but like you said, I don't want to drive up there super early, or I don't want to like work out and then get stuck in traffic on the way back.
Oh, see, working out after work kind of helps cut down traffic
for me.
Yeah.
Mine would put me right in the middle of rush hour.
Yeah.
So, like, I like being on this side of town in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as fast as I can get up there and come back, that's what I do. So, yeah. I was like, if it's $10 a month, I'm fine with that.
But, man, 4:15 in the morning. When do you go to bed?
Normal. Like,
what's normal?
Yeah. 10 o'clock, I would say. It's, like, my main one.
So, you're getting, like, about 6 hours?
On a good day, yeah. I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock.
Okay. So like, you don't probably get a lot of sleep.
No. I'm not one that needs it, and I'm not one that has ever done that.
Okay.
Brittany is.
No, but she's doing wrong pretty, one.
She's doing pretty good with getting up that early and then...
Brent.
Thank you.
You.
Me, right after me. He said Brittany, you played.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to clarify.
Oh, we're not returning this.
I hope it works.
It is so far.
Tomorrow I have to get up at like 6 a.m. And like it's not a lot for me, but I'd prefer not to get up that early. I have gotten up early to go work out.
So before this, like before the 4:15 thing, I was waking up at 5:15 every day.
Yeah, mine's 5:30.
And you can just do that? Yeah. Or
no problem for me.
Yeah.
I wake up on the weekends. I know you get up early on the weekends, too, because we text before at, like, 7.
Yeah.
Like, on the weekends, I can definitely get up. Like, I automatically get up past, like, 7:30. Like, 7:30 hits, and I'm pretty much up. But I'm usually up 6-ish on the weekends.
Like, I'll wake up at 6:45, 7 o'clock. I won't get out of bed until...
Yeah, correct.
Until later.
I'll, like, throw on the office or something. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, my mental alarm clock is right around 7.
Yeah.
And then if it's, like, a time that I can sleep in, quote-unquote, I'll stay in bed until about 8:30.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you stay in bed, like, people who stay in bed until, like, 10 or 11, that's, like...
That's your whole day.
Yeah, you're already done.
I don't get that, man.
Uh-uh.
She would do that. Brittany would.
Yeah.
Miranda.
Heartbeat.
Miranda would definitely. She'd sleep until noon if she could.
It drives me insane.
It's like, get up. Don't you have stuff to do? Didn't you make a list of things to do that you can't do during the week?
Like, she's been working on the weekends quite a bit, too. And it's like, you work at 3 o'clock. You're sleeping till 11. Then you take 2 hours to get up, like, yourself. Like, just get up. Yeah, she gets mad at me if I wake her up too early.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with Miranda. She's like, I always hear you watching your YouTube videos and stuff. She's like, I'm bored. Yeah. We're just laying in bed.
Well, if you would wake up, we would go do something.
Yeah. Could go get breakfast or do some chores.
Nope, you want to sit there.
Essentially.
I've had this discussion many times.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What else? What else is going on?
Went to the Wild game last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah, really good game.
I didn't watch it.
They won.
They won 4-2. They were down 2-1 going into the second and ended up winning 4-2.
An octopus?
Couple of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
Classic. No, I was looking at tickets on
StubHub
Tuesday. I was like, well, they play the Red Wings. The Red Wings aren't very good this year.
They're awful.
I'm gonna look at tickets.
Reasonable.
Tickets were $25.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Right? So, said, why not? I asked my parents, hey, you want to go to the Wild game? And they said, sure. And we went to the Wild game.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, no problem.
Whatever. Did you guys... never mind. I'll keep that for off the air. Sorry.
Okay.
Not bad.
I don't know.
Don't give me that look.
I don't know where you're going.
Yeah,
I am so lost.
I know. That's why.
Did you guys have a good time? Did you guys go out to eat? Did you guys...
What are you talking about?
He's meaning it could have been any question.
Did you have a good time? Did you go out to eat?
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah, we went out to eat.
Where'd you go?
Shamrocks.
Nice. Right. I love Shamrocks.
What is it? The Loon? Is that over there now?
There is one over there.
Is that at the old Great Water Brewery?
Yes.
That's a bummer. I like Great Water Brewery.
Never been.
Wild Times closed down there, too. You guys ever go to Wild Times?
No.
Uh-uh.
What a freaking cool bar that was.
Really?
Yeah, it was on that, like, that stretch in between, like, Candyland. You know where Candyland is? See, here's the thing.
Is it down 7th or is it down Kellogg? Like, is it down 7th Cassetta ways or down the other way?
The other way.
Okay. See,
by Race Park.
We pretty much stick to Cassetta's side of things when we go.
We're downtown.
When we go in it.
So where the landmark
goes
to like the point.
Yeah.
That point is where the Loon is, and then it used to be Wild Times.
Okay.
And but they closed it down, and now it's just an empty lot.
Really?
I feel like you could open something up right there. Like, so...
Do it?
I want to.
Remember when we talked about doing that with the old Ruby Tuesdays in Cottage Grove?
Yeah, dude. We could have... I think we still could have done that.
Yeah. It would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot of work.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of work. But, the thing, like, so this brewery craze has now finally gotten out of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And, like, it's growing and growing. St. Paul has a lot of good breweries now.
Mm-hmm.
Stack Deck is really good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's at the practice facility for the Wild.
Trio?
Yeah. Trio Rink.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this craze is spreading, which is going to pull people out of Minneapolis and, like, the North Loop and all that spot. So I think, like, you could do something there and make it... I think that's a good spot.
It'd be cool.
A lot of people don't like St. Paul.
Yeah.
I like it way more than Minneapolis.
Me too.
Personally.
Me too.
But you're a Minneapolis guy.
Me?
Yeah.
You just...
I'm just assuming.
Just make me that person.
Are you that person?
I don't know.
I would just love if you... Yeah. I'm
totally.
You know it.
Yeah, you're right.
You got me.
Yeah, I don't know. Just something.
Yeah. Be all cool. Right.
Yeah. Anything else?
I really don't have anything else.
I don't have anything either.
All right, hang on.
Now we have to kill dead time.
Yeah,
so,
seriously.
I'm excited to use these new mics. I don't think we even said that.
Too.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Brent's using one of the new mics because we need to get... I need to find that.
You need to find yours?
Hopefully it's just in my closet at home. Yeah. But I'll try to find it. Try to remind me of it in our group message.
We will.
His sounds... I don't know if they can tell...
We can play it back right after here, but
yeah, and then see how much more clear Brent
definitely
is
in our headphones. It sounds very clear.
Yeah, very.
Which I'm not a fan of. I like the muffling.
Yeah, so you can get away with things.
Yeah,
yeah, with your slurring and all that.
I'm not slurring at all. It's
which is funny. None of us have a beer tonight.
No.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a very long time.
Yeah.
It was a rough week. You could tell when we all walked to, like, when we all got here, we were all like, yeah, it was a rough one, guys.
Yep. Yeah.
It was one of those weeks. And,
you guys ready to do this, or yeah, we're just going to...
No one has notes? No one?
No.
Kyle wrote a couple down right before this, but...
Yeah.
We texted about a bunch.
Yeah.
It's National Pie Day. I don't know if you were going to use that, but it's National Pie Day.
Oh, we should throw Megs and Pegs down.
Oh, that's right.
Do a quick Megs and Pegs read.
Thanks again. Shout out to Megs and Pegs Bakes for sponsoring this podcast. Big fan of theirs. My sister Megan is the one that started it. She makes these amazing sugar cookies, designs them all nice and pretty. She does everything from wedding cookies to sports themed cookies to holiday themed cookies. Yeah, they look awesome. They taste great. They're just sugar cookies that are extremely well decorated.
Well, Matt, that sounds great. I wish there was some sort of promo code that you could use to get those at a better price.
Well, Kyle, you're in luck because I got the deal for you. Go on to Megs and Pegs Facebook page, Megs and Pegs Bake, right?
Yep.
And if you sign up for the subscription box, you get $6 off your order. That's every month, $30 gets you 24 cookies.
24 cookies
that
in
is
a box.
Themed to that month. So, like, February is going to be Valentine's themed, which we mentioned last week. We got to see. Looks great. The cookies are adorable.
Yes.
So, use promo code. See, this is that
promo
muffling.
Code.
That muffling. Promo code NorthStar to get $6 off your order every month. And if you don't want to do the subscription box, still say the promo code NorthStar to promote and support our show. We would very much appreciate it.
Any order. That promo code works on any order. Promo code NorthStar to support our podcast.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. I did throw up I shared your mom's post, actually.
Yeah.
On the NorthStar page.
Yeah.
And,
Megs and Pegs Bakes did some cookies for my mom and her.
Very cool.
Of her teachers.
It's a little sneak peek for you guys. So go onto her Facebook page. Like our Facebook page. Like that post. And go definitely order some cookies from Megs and Pegs. And with that, let's put a wrap to the show.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy, well, National Pie Day, because you wrecked that one.
Yep, sorry.
Whatever.
We got pie at work today.
Nice. What kind?
There was lots. I had pumpkin.
Pie Day is in March.
But it's National Pie Day. That's International Pie Day.
Here we go.
And this is P-I-E Day, not P-I Day, you know.
All right. Well, I'll go with this one then. It is National Measure Your Feet Day. Yeah.
Really got to do that.
Get a
I
ruler.
I haven't done that in a while.
Know what they say about big feet? Big shoes.
Your feet are tiny.